This tutorial is going to focus on how to manipulate pan and volume in your project as it pertains to takes, items, and tracks. And there are various ways to do that, but before we get into the nuts and bolts of it, it's probably worth recapping the signal flow in Reaper. So it's going to go the volume of your source media, i.e. the volume at which your source media was recorded. And then it's going to go any effects that are on that particular active take, then the take volume, then the item volume, then the pre-effects track volume, then any effects that are on your track, then the post-effects track volume, which is the easiest track volume to manipulate in Reaper, then any folders you've designated, so these are like groups or buses on a mixer, so the encapsulating folder will have a pre-effects volume, it'll have effects on it perhaps, and a post-effects volume. And all that routes to the master track, which has a pre-effects volume, effects, and a post-effects volume. So lots of different stages at which you can adjust your gain. And there are various reasons why you should care about that. One of which is that distortion, saturation plugins, etc. The hotter the signal is coming into them, the more saturated or distorted or indeed compressed a signal coming out of them is going to be. So, to adjust your take or item volume, you can either highlight the item and press Alt-P, which will bring up an item parameters dialog or a context-sensitive parameters dialog, actually, because if the last thing you highlighted was a track, it's going to bring up a track parameters dialog. This is an Asara specific dialog, and you can adjust the item volume from here. You can adjust take volume and pan, and you can do that by a slider, or you can enter in precise values. You can also highlight your item and adjust your item volume up and down with Control Shift cursor up and cursor down. That's going to adjust all the takes within the item. They're going to be brought up and down, or you can adjust your take volume with Control cursor up and cursor down. And these actions adjust by 1 dB increments. You can adjust your track volume in increments of 0.05 dB by doing Alt cursor up and cursor down, or you can adjust it in 1 dB increments by doing Alt Shift cursor up and cursor down. You can adjust your track pan from the aforementioned track parameters dialog accessed by pressing Alt-P after having highlighted the required track. Or you can do Alt cursor left and cursor right. You can also press I with a track highlighted, and you will see various intricate options there, but you will see the ability not only to adjust the track pan and volume, but also the ability to adjust the track's width, which means you can collapse anything that's coming through that track that's stereo to mono if you set the width from its default of 100 to 0. You can also swap the stereo channels by doing negative values in that box. So anything from -1 to 100 will expand the width out the other way with the stereo channels reversed. You can also use Ray Console, which is a kind of more command line, probably isn't quite the right word, but you can type commands to Reaper and it will do what you tell it. So Alt-C to access Ray Console, and with your track, so you can select a track before you do this, and then you can do lowercase v or p to adjust the track, volume or pan. So it'd be v space -6 to adjust the currently selected track by 6 dB down, or just v space 6 to adjust it 6 dB up. You could do p 100 to minus 100 to pan things around relative to how they were panned before you performed the command, lowercase p. You can also do capital V, which will set the volume to a specific amount. So if you do capital V minus 6, then it's going to set the track's volume to 6 dB below its default, which is unity gain. That is to say 0 dB, which is what goes in, comes out. So there is no difference between the volume of the preceding gain stage and the volume that the track outputs. This is not to be confused with 0 dBFS, which is the loudest volume that a digital signal can take before clipping. You can do a bunch of other things from within ReConsole. If you press X and then type something like REAEQ, R-E-A-E-Q, and press enter, it will automatically add REAEQ to your selected tracks. To your selected track/S. You can also select tracks from within ReConsole. So you could type S and then the track number or name. And if you press Shift Enter, which will flip you straight out of ReConsole and execute the command, you will find that your track is focused, and you can do that by track name as well. So you don't actually need to highlight the track by another means. You can select it from within ReConsole, and indeed you can adjust the volume of multiple tracks. So if you wanted to increase tracks 1 to 6 by 3 dB, you would go into ReConsole, Alt-C, V1-6 space dash 6, and that would turn them all down by 6 dB. There is a great article on ReConsole that you can Google. If you want to know more about this, just Google Reaper SWS ReConsole, and that will give you all the information you need about that. A couple of other miscellaneous shortcut keys it's probably worth including here. Control-Shift-Space will report your track, item, or time selection depending on focus. So your track selection, your item selection, or your time selection. If you've got multiple items selected on multiple tracks, it will give the track number and the item number, and it will read you out the whole list. F5 and F6 toggles mute and solo on selected tracks respectively, so turns them on and off. Alt F5 clears mutes for all tracks. Alt F6 clears solos for all tracks. And that's pretty much it, how to adjust volume and pan and mute and solo things in Reaper.